In Atlanta, controversy has erupted over the city's public transit system. The Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority, known by its acronym MARTA, is facing a financial shortfall and is considering eliminating some of its services. Some fear the proposed cutbacks will hurt minorities and poor people who depend on MARTA. From Atlanta, NPR's Joshua Leves reports.
Atlanta's public transportation system has been around for about 30 years, but its train service is one of the simplest you'll find in the country. There are only three train lines, a single east-west line and a north-south line that forks off in two directions north of here, Lindbergh Station, two stops north of Midtown. To get anywhere else by MARTA, you have to take one of about 160 bus routes that leave from the train stations.
I take a series of buses and trains. I take the bus every day.
66-year-old Pat Patterson lives in a senior citizen's apartment complex in southwest Atlanta. She counts on MARTA to get to her doctors and to a soup kitchen where she volunteers. Since she has to take a combination of buses and trains, a trip of less than 10 miles will sometimes take her 2 hours.
They promise to give better services. Use MARTA, park your car, and we promise you that we will get you any place you want to go. Instead, people are not being able to get anywhere.
The inadequacy of MARTA is something many Atlantans gripe about, and it may be about to get worse. The Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority announced it won't be able to meet its bills for the current fiscal year. Every day, about 500,000 riders pay $1.75 each to take MARTA, unless they have special discount cards. But the agency gets most of its funding from a 1 cent sales tax in the two counties it services. MARTA spokeswoman Steen Miles says the recession and other unforeseen factors have left MARTA in the red.
September 11th hit. We immediately had to pump about $2 million into security upgrades to keep the system safe. So the problem that we had with the sales tax being flat, ridership down as a result of layoffs and so forth, parking revenues down, all of that combined to cause this $12 million shortfall.
MARTA leaders have taken various measures. They've stopped hiring and instituted early retirement plans for employees. They've also proposed reducing train service from every 8 minutes to every 10 minutes and eliminating more than 30 bus routes. Dozens more bus routes would stop weekend service. Again, spokeswoman Miles.
Two criteria were used, cost per passenger and cost to operate. Some of our routes have long been underutilized. We've known for some time that many of those routes were not cost effective. But because we are a public agency and provide a valued public service, we continue to operate those routes knowing that they were not cost effective. But we simply don't have the luxury of doing that anymore.
Among the bus routes that would be eliminated is the only one that comes by Pat Patterson's apartment complex. She says she'd have to walk several blocks to get to another bus.
We have to walk up hills. And most of your people that live in these buildings, they cannot pull hills, like myself. This is totally ridiculous. Last year when they went up on the fare, they told us they were going to expand the services. We never have gotten expansion. So where is that money going?
MARTA spokeswoman Steen Miles says the fare increases were necessary to help meet the annual $343 million operating budget. And she says MARTA wants to expand. Miles says the agency doesn't want to cut any service.
That is a painful, difficult thing, and that is a last resort.
But some city leaders say MARTA shouldn't even consider cutting back service.
What we have here is a system that's trying to make some adjustments, but have gone to the heart of what makes the system work, and that's its riders, and that just cannot work.
City Councilman Derek Bozeman represents a section of southwest Atlanta. He says minorities and poor people make up the vast majority of MARTA's ridership. In fact, more than 20 of the bus routes that would be eliminated are known as MADE routes, transporting mostly domestic workers into wealthy areas.
We're going to punish poor folks and not allow them to get to their jobs.
MARTA firmly denies that. There's also another major argument against cutting MARTA service, traffic. Atlanta is notorious for its traffic congestion, and city leaders have been trying to convince people to take transit. Again, Councilman Bozeman.
As many people live in this city, we should have many different modes of transportation to get us to the core of the city, whether it's heavy rail, light rail, carpooling. We're just now going and growing into those areas, and now we're seeing the main focus, the mainstay of how we get people transported in the city, killed off by this bad proposal.
Other city leaders and hundreds of bus riders have signed petitions and written letters. And MARTA may have come up with a partial, temporary solution. The state charter establishing the transit system dictates that half its funding must go to operating revenue and the other half to capital improvements. MARTA officials are asking the state for permission to use 55% of funding for operating expenses. That would allow them to hold on to more service. Vernon Jones is CEO of DeKalb County, one of the two counties MARTA services. He's begun lobbying the Georgia legislature.
We believe that this is the only measure right now that can keep those buses moving, keep the trains rolling, getting people to and from their jobs, and not discouraging people from public transportation, but to continue to encourage them.
Even if the state approves this change, it's likely MARTA will still cut back some of its service. The MARTA board plans to make a final decision at its meeting on January 28th. Joshua Lebs, NPR News, Atlanta.